Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 19 of the Ankeny Fanatic Rodcast. We are back with our March Madness edition. We got so much going on tonight. I'm not sure how we're going to squeeze it all in to an hour. We might have to go longer than that. We'll see. But I'm not sure where we're going to start. But we got the usual cast of characters here. We got Tony Rhodes in my basement along with the star of the show, Rod Brannon. How you guys doing?
I'm fantastic, man.
Man, seems like time passages.
Yeah. No doubt about it, man.
Well, where do you want to start, Rod?
Well, you know, the three of us last night, we went to a concert. We went down to Hoyt Sherman and saw Livingston Taylor, who's James Taylor's brother. And, you know, he didn't play a lot of songs I knew, but he was very entertaining. And he did a great job. And then we had Al Stewart, who's the Year of the Cat dude, and he was really good too. It was a very good $59. Although I got the $59, but my friends paid me $60, so I ended up making $4 last night on that deal. It was kind of a fun deal, and well, Dan actually had equal change, so I made $3. But bottom line was it was a lot of fun, and it kind of started a really good day. I've had a great day today. I got my convertible out. The sun's out. I feel good. Had a great day at work. This is why I'm doing it, because it's shelter insurance. And then we got a lot of stuff to talk about, and we're probably going to should we dig in right away, Dan, with high school sports?
Sure, why not? It's been a busy week. I've had a lot to write about. So.
Yeah, I mean, and I will say one thing. Anybody that listens to this, and there should be tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people. Dan writes great articles, and both articles that he wrote about Coach Fontana and Coach Scott DeYoung were unbelievable. And, you know, I was talking last night when Dan picked me up to head down to see Al Stewart about 1,100 wins. I got to thinking they got 1,200 wins because Bob's
– Right, combined. Be close to 12, right?
Be yeah. close to 1,200. That's, I mean, yeah. 1,200 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just hard to fathom.
It is, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, and I was also thinking, you know, I mean, you'll know this, Dan, because you've been covering sports since day one, but Ankeny's on their third football coach, correct?
Right.
And they're on their second boys basketball coach, correct?
Right.
Is this their fourth girls basketball coach?
Yeah, and they had one who was an interim. Matt Delger, who coached under Bob, was the interim for 1 year. Technically, I mean, if you count him, yeah, I guess it'd be.
You know, in Centennial, yeah. we haven't replaced our baseball coach, our football coach, our softball coach.
Well, softball, they've had a
couple of trouble. You're right. Yeah, Delaney's there in basketball. But
volleyball, it's been steady.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've had a great run there with coaches, yeah.
And, our ADs have got a lot to do. And on top of that, Marge Rasmussen's retiring. And, you know, people that don't know her, she's in that activities department. She's just unbelievable. So they got their hands full.
For sure, yeah.
You know, I'm thinking about putting my name in. I thought I'd get Tony and
which one?
You know, which whatever job? One. I'll take girls or boys. You know, I thought I'd get Tony and get Dale Hankey and Kiss to come out of retirement with me. What do you guys think of that?
I got a leisure suit.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny when one of DeYoung's players mentioned that, you know, he was like a grandfather type to him, because it made me feel old, because he pointed out that I've been covering his team since he came here. So that made me feel old.
You know, but you know, we joke about it, but, you know, this is a true comment. I was at a boys basketball game about 3 years ago, right after the pandemic. I was sitting with my wife, Kathy, and Jerry and Margaret Pizzetti. And Jerry goes, you know, Hot Rod, when I first got into this coach, and, you know, I'd have people come up and say, hey, coach, you coach my brother. And it was, hey, coach, you coach my uncle. Hey, coach, you coach my dad. Hey, coach, you coach my grandpa. Cody McCullough's dad, Jerry coached at Melcher. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we've had so little turnover. And, wow. It's going to be different.
Yeah. I know they both told me, I mean, it was a hard decision for both of them, but they just felt like it was the right time. And
well, they're both in their 60s, you know. Right. I mean, they put their time in. You know, I'll be 63 on Saturday. You know, at some point, it's just like, yeah, just enjoy your life. And it's a huge commitment. And you know, I don't care where you're at. These coaches don't do it for the money. I mean, they're, you know.
No.
I mean, they're making maybe $7,000-$10,000 a year for your head coach or something like that. I mean, break that down. You
right.
know, I mean, in the summer camps and all the, I mean, they're not making minimum wage, you know, truthfully. So it takes a special person to want to do it. So, I mean, I just want to congratulate Scott DeYoung on an unbelievable career, 7 state titles. And you know, of course, Bob Fontana is one of my closest friends, and Tony and Bob used to they used to work together. And I'm gonna tell a little fun story. So Bob and Tony, they worked for Polk County, and so back in the day, my dad was a supervisor, and my dad wouldn't hire relatives, but he certainly could for the you know, the summer crews, would hire a lot of, you know, Ankeny kids and my friends. So Tony's there with my buddy Mike Turk that we lost, and Bob, and they're up at Farrar, Iowa, cleaning some brush or something out. And for some reason, there's an old deflated basketball that they found in the back of the truck, and about 35 feet ahead of them, maybe 40, I don't know, might have been 10, but
it was up there. It was in a truck.
There was this big hornet's nest, huge. I mean, like the size of a basketball. And Bob says, "Think I can hit that?" And they says, "No, Bob, I guess threw this thing like 40 feet and just smashed it." So Tony, what was it like when the bees came at you?
It was like a cartoon. I think I told this on episode 4 maybe. But it came down like a stream of water and right towards us, the vehicle, like this hornets, just a row of hornets. And they got into our vehicle, and we were trying to drive away, and we were trying to squirt them with our weed killer and getting each other accidentally. And it was a mess, but old Deadeye Bob nailed that thing. Yeah. I mean, he couldn't hit that thing another 100 times, but he nailed it. And it was full of it.
You know,
wasp, bees, I don't know what I think it was wasps.
It's so funny because you tell that story, and there was a time that they were up at the lake. Everybody from Ankeny used to go up to Minnesota, and Bob was up there, and I guess a bunch of Ankeny people go up there for the week, and Mike was there, and Mike was only like 5, and Bob was supposed to watch him, and Bob did something, and all these hornets stung Mike. Bob put him in the hospital, you know. Bob said he got grounded for the whole trip, you know. You know, so Bob and hornets, you know.
Yeah.
But I just want to congratulate them both, you know. Two great careers, and we see that happen. So we're going to have a new basketball coach, and both boys and girls. Me personally, I'd love to see Matt Delger get it. My son thinks so highly of him that my son's getting married, and we got to keep the numbers down a little bit. And he made sure, you know, Coach Delger was there because he had such a big part of his life. So I'd like to see him get it, but. You know, I know he's interviewed for the North Polk job, too.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
You know, so he's going to be a really good coach.
Yeah.
And he's a good human being. So, and then we got some stuff going on in college basketball.
Yeah, we got the Sweet 16 going on here right now. I got my back to it, but you guys watching this. This must be an entertaining game.
Bama's up 4, according to my phone, but 1 on the TV, so my phone's a little ahead of that.
Yeah, your phone's a little bit ahead there. So
yeah.
They must have a 3 coming here. Let's see if they hit the 3.
Oh,
that's good. It must really be ahead
here. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you got another possession here. You're going to have to go down and...
Yeah, he's going to miss that shot.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah. Well, I wish we could bet this right now. That we could. But no, got Fran left. Got a new hire there.
There's your 3.
I don't know the man personally, but I've talked to him a couple times. One of my best friends, Justin Kellerman, both daughters played there. And one redshirted, so she'll be a senior next year. But the girls play, then the boys play. And so I watched some of their national championship teams play, and you know, and I saw Drake twice this year, and you guys saw him at least once, right?
Didn't
you?
Oh yeah. Yep, yeah, I saw him once in person and a few other times. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's a really good hire for Iowa.
I do too.
He can clearly coach. He knows the X's and O's. The only question is, you know, can he recruit the high level athlete? I mean, I'm sure he can adjust, but
yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to. And with this NIL, that's a lot of it too.
Yeah.
You know, but Brent Cameron upped his Swarm donation, so there'll be more money in the Iowa. He just put it towards basketball only.
Oh, that's good.
So there'll be some more money for, you know.
I was non-Swarm guy, and I was first one to text out to hire, but that's weird. You'd think he would have got that.
Yeah. I'm on the Swarm. I do the We Will, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got some people up there at Iowa State that I follow, so yeah. But, no, that's kind of exciting stuff, you know. We got baseball starting.
Before we get to baseball, as far as the basketball goes, do you guys have a rooting interest in this Sweet 16? I mean, we obviously don't have a local team anymore, but do either of you care who wins?
Better than my pools, no. I don't. I can care who doesn't win, but
I'll be honest. I've always been a Tom Izzo fan. So I like him. I like Michigan State.
I would not be shocked if they get to the Final Four.
I just like him. The guy's a winner, man. So that's who I want to see win it. I'd like to see Michigan State win it. You know, I was really hoping Iowa State, you know, would have played better last week, but they didn't.
Well, I bet Houston today to win it all. I like their odds better than the other one seeds. I got 5-1 on them. I think they got as good a shot as anybody.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So that's who I want to see win it. Of course, Tony, you and I, we're heading down there next week, so it should be fun.
Should be a blast. Had a blast down there last time. That's a fun.
Is it San Antonio?
That's fun.
It's a great place.
And we're going to what, a Cavaliers Spurs game?
Yep.
If there's enough players on the Spurs
on Friday night. Yep. We got a free.
Is that Friday night?
It's Friday night. We got a free concert Sunday with Chris Stapleton.
That'll be fun.
Amongst others.
Have you ever seen the Spurs play down there before?
We have. We saw them the last time we were there. Who did we see them play?
Was it? Yeah, it was Rockets last
Rockets,
time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was Rockets because I had. Harden,
yeah.
I saw them play once there against the Golden State Warriors, and it was the kid from Ames' first year.
Harrison Barnes?
Yep, sure was, yeah.
So that's kind of a dumpy area, if I remember right. A
little bit.
And we just got really lucky last time, if you remember our ride home. We got on some bus, hoping it wasn't going to Mexico or something. And I hope we get that lucky again because that Uber line was, we still might be down there. It didn't. I hope it's more organized than it was.
We'll have to figure something out. It was only a couple of miles. We could always walk. So,
I don't know how much we paid a decent. I mean, it was a reasonable amount. All these guys get on the bus and you pay this much.
Is the Final Four like in the Alamo Dome then?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I've only been there once for the Alamo Bowl.
Yeah,
Iowa beat him down there and
Texas Tech.
Yeah. Cliff Kingsbury was the quarterback, threw a Hail Mary in the last play, and it seemed like it was in the end zone for like forever. And Bobby Sanders came out with it with hand above his head. It was pretty cool.
Well, what's good about having the Final Four there is that that dome is smaller than the other domes.
Yeah.
It's not like a 70,000 seat thing. I think it might be like 60, but it is smaller. So
I tell you guys need to go to the Esquire. It's the longest continuous bar in the United States.
Well, maybe we did. Is it around the river wall?
Yeah. Dale Hankey found that place. It's neat.
We went to Coyote Ugly last time.
And
if I remember, the Alamo Dome is walkable from the river walk.
Very much.
Which
so.
Is nice, but the Spurs Arena, whatever that's called, is not.
Yeah.
I just hope we get there. I remember a few years ago we were interviewing Troy Dannon before the before New Orleans, and we were going to go down there. Oh, and we never made it. So,
well, I put the jinx on you then. You know, I mean,
bringing that up.
Yeah,
jinx.
He just banked that in.
He did. That was a three.
Yeah. 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 It was a tough trip, and they tried to take our luggage at the end of it too. You know, it was just not good.
Still never been to New Orleans. I do want to go.
It's fun. I've been there with Andy Crawford twice. So that's kind of exciting. When we got coming up some.
Well, you started talking about baseball, so you can talk about baseball if you want.
No, like high school, how are we looking this year, you think, Dan?
Well, baseball won't start for another month or two.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a summer sport. So we're starting with the spring sports now, with track and tennis and golf and soccer, and it's a busy season. So,
yeah.
Those are kind of niche sports unless you're really into those sports. You know, they don't get a lot of mass appeal, but.
Yeah, I actually had a beer before I got here with the boys' soccer coach's wife.
Which boys' soccer coach?
Centennials.
Oh.
So you've been there from the get-go?
I don't know.
Brian?
The old sucker.
I'm just curious. How about Jay, the wrestling?
Actually, Brian was not. He was still at Ankeny. And then after the previous Centennial coach left... Then he did switch because he knew his kids were coming up through. Since he lives on the north side, he knew eventually if he wanted to coach them, he had to go to Centennial. So then he took advantage of that opportunity to go over there.
Makes perfect sense.
And then is it Chris Allen that's a girls' coach?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Good guy.
Yeah.
His mom comes to all of our parties too.
Mm-hmm.
She always has a tambourine in her hand, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
One of many.
Yeah, she's got the tambourine. She's a lot of fun. So how are those teams looking, Dan? You'd know more than me.
All the soccer teams will be good. I mean, they always are. They've had very few down years.
Yeah.
But I would guess they'd all four would be top 10 teams this year. So we got the Ankeny versus Centennial games coming up in, I think, about 2.5-3 weeks.
Okay.
Those are always big showdowns, of course. So.
Yeah.
But hey, speaking of beer, can you grab me one out of there? Top shelf.
I'll get it.
Tony can.
I don't want that started.
But
give me the Blue Moon on the top shelf. There. Yep.
Dan's going to mix up with the Blue Moon tonight. By the way, what did you have last night,
Thank
Dan?
You, sir. It was called the. We went to Little Brewing.
Yeah.
Near the Hoyt Sherman Theater. It was. It's kind of a weird name, like. Lord of Hope or something.
But you liked it, you told me.
Yeah, it had like a banana and clove taste to it. It was similar to a Blue Moon.
And then whatever you had at Quate, that smelled good. I don't know.
Those were Trulies. Those are like the wine coolers, you know.
And
I'm trying to stay light, you know.
Lionel Richie loved that thing.
I did love it, yeah.
It smelled good.
It smelled so good. It was dancing on the ceiling.
Yeah.
But,
You're almost up in the Midnight Rocks.
Yeah, I tell you, that was a good show. And I tell you, for
79, that guy's voice was spectacular.
And he sounds the same.
Yes.
You could tell he couldn't hit some of the notes and stuff. But it was really fun. It was definitely worth the $59 we spent. Yeah. You know, Hoyt Sherman is, and if you don't, haven't gone there, it's beautiful.
I wouldn't want to spend $61.
No,
you had 59.
I would have rebated you just so you went with me.
And it was only, in fairness, it was half full maybe.
Probably, yeah.
But it's a Wednesday night, Al Stewart. Who's that?
And they had gone from Omaha. They're going to Minneapolis tonight.
Yeah. He joked that someone said, no, I thought you were bringing me to Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
The guy was funny.
And you know, Rod Stewart's his cousin.
I didn't,
That's factual. So we saw some famous brothers last night. We saw Livingston Taylor, whose older brother's James Taylor. And then we saw Al Stewart, whose cousin is Rod Stewart.
And you couldn't tell that Livingston and James were related, could you?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I mean, that was like, it was like no other, you know. And I'm going to bounce back to some high school. Then we got Valley's coach retiring too. You win three straight titles.
Is that official yet?
Yeah.
It is official. Yeah.
How old is he?
Maybe 50.
Yep.
That's a surprise. Yep. What's behind that?
Well, I know his kids are. I know he lives down in Van Meter. His kids go to school there, so maybe he wants to coach them.
Yeah.
And I also heard that one of the stars of that team this year, the one who was the captain of the all-tournament team,
Valley?
Yeah, because he's a football player too. I heard he was going to focus on football and not even play next year. So that might have.
Which one's that?
McGregory.
Wow. You're kidding me.
That's what I heard.
Wow.
So maybe that's going to factor into his decision. I don't know. But
well, good for him if he wants to spend more time watching these kids. That's understandable.
I mean, you know, I don't blame him. It is what it is. I mean, you know, I know Cecil got out of coaching so he could watch Paul.
Eventually.
In college. I mean, but he did, you know.
No. True.
You know, John Carl never got to watch, you know, his son play. But if you really get right down to it, Dick Rasmussen coached all those years. And it's hard to imagine, but, you know, back when we were in school, the boys played at home and the girls played away. So somebody like Dick Rasmussen never got to see his boys play.
Yeah.
Almost ever. You know? So, I can see that. That, you know, it'd be hard not to watch your kids play.
True that.
You know, I mean, Tony tonight was all pissed off when the Reds lost, but then he looked over and saw his grandson. It made him feel a little better.
That's right.
You know, I mean, it puts stuff in perspective.
I only got 161 games to go, damn it.
Yeah. Well, we got 160 for us. We're 0-2, but I'm not a real big fan of those Dodgers. Cheating bastards. Anyway, we got the NFL draft coming up. What are you thinking for your team, Tony?
Well, we only got like 4 picks.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've traded away so many because we've been poor drafters in the past. I have no idea where they'll go. I've heard safety. I've heard D lineman. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully they're in a place due to their very good job, I think, of free agency pickups that they can take the best available player.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think my Dolphins are probably going to go offensive line if it's there, or somebody like Starks, the D-back, safety from Georgia. But, you know, I think they're the same thing. They've got a lot of holes to fill. And what about the Chiefs, Dan?
We need a quarterback, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah, you need a
quarterback. Yeah, you guys washed up.
You know, well, the Dolphins need a backup quarterback. And I, you know, so. But yeah, your guy doesn't miss many games. He's kind of an iron man. But no, I always like watching the draft. I think it's super fun.
Is that like mid-April? When is that?
It's like 30 days from right now, so like
late April.
Probably late April. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
And what? Green Bay this year?
Yeah. In Green Bay this year. Yeah.
Could be interesting weather for that.
Hey, speaking of Green Bay, my sister happens to be a big Packer fan, and you know, Kelly's been battling stage 4 cancer for 4 years. She found out yesterday that her scans are clean. So I'd like to just tell everybody I'm really thankful that my sister's got at least another 3 good months of not having to worry about it. And I'm actually going to take my sister here in May to see Elton John, who's going to do a benefit show of, ironically, for cancer.
Good for you.
At Petco Park. And so we're going to go out to that. And I've got us really good seats at it. And then we're two nights after that, there's like a band shell somewhere like around the harbor there. And we're going to see James Taylor.
Wow. Now, have you ever seen Elton?
I've seen, you know... I've seen him online.
What time? What number will this be?
This will be number 58.
Oh, can we get to 60?
I was like, you know what? I'd love to hit 60. I was trying to get to as many as I am old, but that's not going to happen.
Now, I thought he retired. So what brought him back?
He has retired. He what he truthfully said was he was retired from touring, and he hasn't toured, but he will do benefit shows, and he even said I'm not going to not entertain doing a small residency. So in my hope is he'll do the Sphere, because he said I don't mind doing, I like to perform live, but I don't want to tour. I'm just done touring. But, you know, but he does a couple benefits. Like this thing for cancer, it's 100% donated. And he's got his full band, including Ray Cooper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, sent Ray a text. He said he's going to be there.
And how old is Ray? Good gosh.
Ray's younger than Elton, but Ray's going to meet me for a beer.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yep.
So if you did like a 20-show residency at the Sphere, could you go to 20 shows?
You can at least knock out two more to get to 60.
I if he went to the Sphere, I'd probably do a couple. I wouldn't do, you know, but I really, you've been there, Dan.
Yeah.
And I just talked to people. You saw you two. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to people that have recently saw the Eagles. And I guess it's just the most amazing venue in the world.
You could get to your age if you did a 20, 30 show. We're going to add some more shows. Every now and then a group does that when they're...
Yeah, I'd like to see the Eagles. I think this guy lost some teeth, by the way, on TV right now. But, you know, you just find stuff. You know, here's the deal. We get to be older in this life, and a lot of you broadcasters out there are probably listening to this. You know, you just got to just enjoy yourself. And, you know, you can't take every day for granted. I mean, there's just...
Well, and speaking of that, if you're going to San Diego, drink a beer for Bryce Miller, because that's where he worked. And today I saw where the Padres had a bouquet of flowers in his press box seat in honor of him. Because he just died, of course, from bladder cancer. I used to work with him at the Register. Great dude. And that was his philosophy of life. He never said no to any adventure. I mean, he just traveled the world. And
You know, we're just making memories is what we're doing. Going to make some memories. And, I agree with you, you know. And that's just why I'm trying to get these two guys. You know, Dan's got something going on tomorrow night.
Roger Klein, here we go.
Roger Klein, the Peacemakers, is just fantastic, man. I'm telling you guys, want to come tomorrow night.
Wednesday. Who's going? Kathy and I. Boom.
Well, you know, she's still probably going to go, but it's still fun.
Have fun. Well, date night.
Sometimes, when you do a Mekong, you want to raise your glass. It's kind of fun to do it to multiple people.
Okay.
But he's actually, if anybody listens to this and you want to catch a great show for $30, he's phenomenal. I mean, he's almost Elton John good. He's very good.
Wow.
You just don't know the songs.
Interesting.
But he's got a pretty big cult following that like him, so it's pretty fun.
You have a good crowd there, right?
Yeah.
I've been to him once or twice.
You know what? I've never seen him in Des Moines on a weekend. I mean, he's always like this.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a neat deal. I mean, I've been to places where he's sold out, like the Cubby Bear in Chicago, and I've seen him in Tempe. I've seen him in Atlanta at Smith's Bar. They sold out there. I just saw him in Atlanta last year with my wife.
See, she'll go.
Oh, she's going for sure. But I'm just trying to get somebody else to go with me, so somebody can have a beer man beer. But anything else we need to talk about, Dan?
Hey, before you leave,
we're not leaving yet.
We're not really. We have no segues today. Back to Bob. Now, the way I read that article, I didn't see that he shut the. He didn't say retirement really.
Yeah, he did not. Pretty much did, but yeah, Bob's
like stepping away. Didn't say like I'm done coaching.
Yeah.
So I thought that was it. Because how many is he away from 500?
Yeah, he'd be like 26, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, he said that was no reason to keep coaching, so he wouldn't get back into it for that. But
no, but that's a great. I mean, he's already won a great amount of games, but that'd be a heck of an accomplishment. I was wondering if you read that the same way, and I of course just ask him myself, but I was wondering if he.
Well, sometimes
the right job comes along.
Sometimes you have to step away from it to realize, like you know, the Yankee volleyball coach Wims stepped away for a few years, and then he came back, you know, because he quit teaching and realized he had more time. So then he came back, won another state title. So you know, who knows?
Terry Francona.
Yep.
Who's now 0-1 with the Reds? He stepped away. AKA Tito.
Bob's done. He's not coaching again. I mean,
he's a young, what, 66?
67, I think.
No, he's 3 years older than me, so he's 66. I'll be 63.
Okay. He's a young 66.
Yeah, he is, but you know what? But he's done. I mean, he's done. I mean, I know the guy really well. You know, he's just done. I mean, You know, I suppose maybe if his kids, grandkids went to, you know, North Polk or somebody like that, maybe, you know, if they needed somebody, they would do it. But, you know, it's kind of like...
Well, maybe even be an assistant, but that won't be your, that won't help his wins thing. But, who was the Johnston coach that helped him coach for a while there?
Bobby Sandquist.
Yeah.
So Bob Sandquist and Larry Ireland have something very unique in common. They both ended their career with 498 wins.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Two away from 500.
A little trivia there.
You know, and I remember talking to Dave Kissinger because he was with Larry, and he retired at that time, but then he came back and helped John Pete. And I said, man, Kiss, seriously, you should come back. You guys, why aren't you guys coming back? You only have two seniors. Dave may have said, well, shitty sophomores or shitty juniors. You know, they didn't have much then, you know. But Larry, give to his credit, said, you know what, I'm done. You know, and Larry's a Hall of Fame coach, you know, great coach. You guys both, he coached both you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, I didn't survive that. I quit after sophomore, I was done. But, I went to camps and stuff, but he's definitely a good coach.
Yeah, and a good guy.
Yep.
You know. Well, Dan, you need a blue moon when I'm in here.
Sure, I'll drink it eventually.
Why not? Tony.
Yeah, I'll take the Coors Light there. Yeah. They don't have the pop things. We can. Well, Dan can pop it open, and make a little noise for the crowd gathering around the table. But I got a screw off.
Appropriate. Well, we haven't talked much baseball. We don't need to talk much baseball, but like, I'm a little slow to the party. It's like if I hadn't heard it on the radio, like that today was opening day, I was so tuned out of baseball that I wouldn't. I mean,
what's your focus, Dan? Final?
Oh yeah, I've been focused on the NCAA tournament. And, can you get that rod? Need some help?
Oh, it's pretty. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Give me that, Dan. Come on.
But you know, but what I will say though,
hey, thanks for loosening it for me.
You're welcome. But here's the deal. You know, I'm baseball mode. But when they got these Japanese games at 5 a.m. and your team has to go play the Dodgers that are blatantly cheating. It's not cheating because it's within the law, but at least the NFL has a salary cap that matters.
It isn't cheating. They're just...
Oh my God!
Rich, I guess.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Well, and I think that's why a lot of people have checked out, because I know I heard Trent Condon on the radio. He's a Twins fan too, saying that like he doesn't even care about baseball right anymore, because it's like even if the Twins make the playoffs, they're not going to beat the Dodgers, you know, if they get that far.
They need to have a real hard salary cap like the NFL does. I mean, you can push it down the way, but you got to pay it. I mean, it's the truth. I mean, you know, I mean, my Dolphins, I love, they're kind of in salary cap hell. So they've been on the bargain bus, you know, right now.
I agree.
The NFL's fair. You can have a small market team like Green Bay and win the NFL. You know, the Vikings are not a big market team. They can win in the NFL. The Buffalo Bills, that's a small market team. You know, Kansas City's not a big market team, for God's sakes. You know, I mean, they're just not. I mean, you know, I mean, you get a big market team like Dallas, and they got a terrible owner. I mean, yeah, it's anybody can win the NFL, but you can't. It's really hard to be able to do it in baseball. And then there's some owners that are just terrible, like, I mean, the A's. I mean not the A's, but the Rays. I mean, they do a great job every year, but, I mean, they just...
Where are the Rays playing their games this year? Weren't they going to play, like, in Omaha?
I think the Rays might be playing in Orlando.
Is it?
I think they're in Orlando because Tropicana Field got destroyed by that hurricane,
is there Triple A down there like St. Peter?
No, it's not that big. I think they get a bigger one like the Wide World of Sports but I'm just telling you though, Tropicana Field. My buddy Andy Crawford lived there. I've been to three games there.
Dump City.
He said, "What's it like? It's like playing wiffle ball in your basement. It's just, you know, it's horrible." It's a horrible, horrible stadium, you know. you know, it's, yeah, they, you know, it's just, it's crazy.
Now, for those of you who are listening to us for score updates from the NCAA tournament, by the time we post this, this game will be long over, but Alabama leads the whiny-ass white boys from BYU 44-36.
Wow.
So
it seems like there's some diversity on
BYU. Not much defense being played here, but.
They each, I saw one was 53%, one was 52%.
Well, I will say one thing. I was at I was at an Iowa State BYU game that went to double overtime, and Iowa State lost. And
I was there. Yep.
And kids are very resilient, you know, student bodies, and they come up with some great chants. I mean, you know, when we played Dowling, I always liked it. Not your field, you know, public schooling stuff like that, you know. But I'm telling you, I was at the BYU game. And there's this chant going on, and I was trying to figure it out, and they were chanting Super Soakers, Super Soakers, and I was in a kind of an older crowd, and looked at my buddy. He goes, "Oh my God, you know what they're saying?" And for you in Fanatic Land, you need to Google urban slang for soakers. With Mormon people, it's not very nice.
Yeah,
and it was hilarious, and I just died. Did you hear that?
I did. Yeah,
it was super soaker. Oh my God, I just started dying. I go, why is he saying that? I go, because I think the guy's sweating a lot.
Yeah,
but you know, all those kids knew what they were saying.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was. That place rocks too. You know, I mean, I'm a huge Iowa fan, and, you know, I got kind of franned out. I mean, I don't even want to fran which anymore. But, you know, Iowa State basketball was very fun to watch. And, you know, I got a vested interest in it because one of my best friends, his son, Cade Kelderman, played very well. Of course, there's some pricks on Twitter that said bad things about him because that's what they do. They hide behind keyboards.
That's always going to happen, yep.
You know. And some guy had all these, you know, religious things behind him. And I just sent a tweet back. Did you forget your sermon last Sunday, Mr. Churchy? But, yeah, it's pretty pathetic. They all hate the coach now because he's got out coached, you know. I mean, minute and 10 seconds into the game, Lipsy pulled that groin again, you know. And
right.
He was playing on fumes.
Yeah. I think he already was, but
he
right.
was. Yeah,
right.
I agree with you. Yeah, he was. You know, give the kid credit for playing.
Yeah.
He's a really good kid, you know. His sister's gonna be in my son's wedding, so they're a really good family. Not just because that, but I really like him. Tony's over here doing some urban slang.
I'm done reading that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I don't know. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, at least I don't know. It could have been Let's Play Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was pretty funny though, wasn't it? Those kids come up with that.
Yeah.
What I was funny about that BYU game is we had like a whole row of BYU fans up in the last row of the balcony up behind us.
Yeah.
And they were so into the game. And like when one of their guys, who's like a 90% free throw shooter, would make a free throw, they would stand up and cheer like he just hit a last second shot to win the NCAA championship. It's like, yeah. It was like a big deal. It's like,
who was this?
The BYU fans. Oh. And there was a bunch of them there. They must have.
They had a nice. They really had a nice
following.
Yeah. I was really impressed with it, you know.
Well, now you're talking about having beefs about seeds. I mean, they. It's compared to Iowa State, which you can't, but they beat Iowa State at Ames.
Yeah.
And on a neutral court.
Yeah.
And didn't they finish in front or the same as them? And they were seeded below them, right?
They were a 6 seed. Iowa State was a 3 seed.
That's a head scratcher. Well, of course, you can't just compare two teams all the time. I realize.
Right. Because their non-con wasn't as good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they finished fourth in the Big 12, just one spot ahead of Iowa State. But
well, we're running out of stuff to talk about, so I'm gonna finish with one of these here. Man, could we have a worse lineup for the Iowa State Fair this year? I mean, my God. I mean, you know, we're concert people. I mean, Who do we have? Pitbull.
I don't know what we're expecting. So
I know.
I don't know what you're expecting. That's just.
I'd like to have just a surprise. I go, well, that's like, really cool.
Like
Hootie and the Blowfish when they came.
They've been here. They can't come every year.
But they could have somebody like that.
And unless you're Hairball, you're not coming every year. They got country acts. They sell. You got Lynyrd Skynyrd. You got Def Leppard. You got a comedian. You got a Christian rock. You got Pit. Did I already say Pit?
Pitbull. You got Kidz Bop.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that. But I don't know. I don't know. You got to show up. Here's the thing. Show up when you got something there you like. Like we didn't at Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah. But no.
I think Dan has a rant.
Well, I actually got a couple. First of all, did you guys do any brackets this year? How's your brackets doing?
I did brackets, and my brackets are all right. I don't think, unless people picked a lot of upsets, most people are probably doing okay right now, wouldn't you think?
You'd think.
And then I have Florida went in and won, and Auburn in another. But I had St. John's in my Final Four. And
yeah, I did. I did too.
Bye-bye. A little early.
So the Cabrillet won last year. I won, and the year before I took third, and this right now I'm in fourth place, and I've got Michigan State winning it all.
You got a shot.
They got a shot.
Because I didn't think many people.
Dan Holm used to do these things. I don't know whatever happened to him, but
who always won the Clipper one?
Well, no, he did one year.
I did one, but the girls basketball coach guy won it a few years in a row.
Right? He did. Oh, yeah. He.
Well, girl, is that
Toby?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was the boys' assistant at the time, I think. But
yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, one of my rants is like I do one bracket, men's and women's. I'm not one of these people that fills out like 100 brackets because then it's like, what's the point, you know? So I did one men, one women's
for like on ESPN or something.
Well,
or what?
I did it through the Iowa State Alumni Association. They sponsored their own contest, but it is through ESPN. It's like they use the ESPN app or whatever. So on my women's bracket, I've missed one game.
Wow.
Out of 48. That's pretty good.
That's damn good.
Are you in first place?
In the Iowa State group, I am. And they said that there are like some prizes. They don't tell you what it is. It's probably going to be like a sweatshirt and an umbrella, which is fine. I don't care what it is. I mean, I'll
free entrance
if I win
to Campus Town there.
But that. I checked on the ESPN site to see, because I think we're part of the overall ESPN contest, to see if anybody was better than that. And there's actually like 25 perfect brackets across the country.
And women?
In women.
Okay.
And there hasn't been like a ton of upsets. I mean, I had like four lower seeds winning in the early rounds.
Yeah.
And then I missed one, and then a couple of upsets in the second round. They weren't like major upsets. So I'm not surprised that there's 25 perfect brackets. But I was reading the rules on their contest to see what the prizes were, because they have like $135,000 that they give out in prizes. But you're only eligible for a prize if you filled out like 25 brackets and if you pick the overall champion. However you pick the games along the way, doesn't matter. So why would you fill out 25 brackets if all these games along the way don't matter? Isn't that stupid?
And then you have to pay.
It's free.
So what's the point of why do you have to do 25?
I don't know. Who has that kind of time?
That's kind of why you're bringing this up. Yeah. I don't know if I could come up with 25.
Tony in a month will have that much time.
Yeah.
So yeah, that just
month and a half, but yeah.
So yeah, you have to fill out 25 brackets, and if you pick that overall winner, then you go into a drawing amongst all the people that picked the overall winner, and then you can win like a $5,000 grand prize. They give out like 20 of them. So
wow.
Who's your overall winner? South Carolina?
Yep. There I'm sure go. Nobody else picked them.
No,
so
that's deep. No.
But then, yeah, I'll take my other rant. So you mentioned Fran earlier. So Fran got the job at Penn.
Yeah.
You guys heard that. So I heard
the Quakers.
I heard one of the headlines today on Fran getting the job. They could have said, like, Iowa's all-time winningest coach or former Penn player, you know, gets Penn job.
Yeah.
Do you know what the headline was? I don't even know which like, site or which media company it was. The headline was, lifelong basketball coach, future potential Caitlin Clark father-in-law.
Yeah,
hired as prom coach.
I did not.
Can you believe that?
I can, actually.
Did Keith Murphy send that out today?
I heard it on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see it, you know. But I heard they're breaking up.
That would be news if that's true, man.
Is that on where did you hear that, Rod?
You heard it here first.
Okay.
No.
Well,
I don't know. I just kind of read it somewhere. I don't remember what it was. I was last night like reading, listening to some Empty Pockets.
Yeah.
And I might have saw that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, as far as I know, they're not even engaged yet. So it's like, why would you even go there? I mean, is that what we've become now in the sports media business, that we have to include Caitlin Clark in every topic of conversation? How do you think Fran took that? Do you think Fran was kind of pissed at that?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. They didn't have a Clark witch, but they got a Fran witch. And Applebee's, remember that.
Yeah. That might have helped them do a little bit more of that kind of stuff, you know?
But you know what's amazing is, you know, I'm not going to lie. You know, I was ready for a change. I've really mellowed my life. I'm not ready to fire coaches all the time. I mean, I'm kind of glad the Dolphins replaced our special teams coach, Danny Crossman, because he wasn't worth a shit. But the bottom line is, you know, I've seen people that involved in this, and it's different. But God, I'll tell you one thing about Fran. You don't hear one of his former players ever speak out bad about, you know. People bitch about Bobby Knight all the time. Quinn Buck, they all loved him. I mean, you know,
I don't think that Reed guy who choked really had a lot of good things. What was that guy's name?
Yeah.
Neil Reed?
Neil Reed, yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe so. There may be one, but I'm saying most of Bobby's players.
You're right.
Liked him. I mean, Quinn Buckner loved him. You know.
Yeah.
But
Isaiah.
Yeah. You just don't see many people. You always hear about the bad stuff. You know. But
Fran. I mean, I think he'd probably still be there if there was 15,000 coming to the game. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she had a choice at this point.
I say, unfortunately, not this. I mean, I don't know how much you can do to control people coming to the game. Like, you can be more active in this and that. But
when you say this, Tony,
in the community and the.
We went down to Iowa, and I've been to games in the field house before, and it was small and rowdy and stuff. And then they built Carver Hawkeye Arena, and I'll tell you, the demand was so big back then, we had to get half student tickets. We couldn't even get a full student ticket, you know.
And we sat, but you did sit on the side of the arena, not in the end zone.
Yep. And, but it's just kind of a dud. Carver wasn't built great. I mean, you go up to Hilton, and that place rocks. I'm just, you know,
Doesn't it rock for women's basketball and wrestling though at times?
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying Carver can rock too. I don't know if I agree with that. It just haven't been reasons to rock for men's basketball lately. Yeah, it gets loud. It can get very loud in there. I don't think their men's hoops fans are as into their basketball as the
Iowa State
ones.
You might be right.
But I mean, I think that thing holds sound pretty good in there.
But when you put people on top of it, you know, I just think it's too cushy, and they put the kids in the wrong spots, and yeah.
I argue that too, but you know, a lot of students are in the end zones.
Yeah.
To distract the free throws or whatever, but except for the Orange Crush, which is in that front. But I don't know. They got a lot to, you know, they just need to have conversations and see what they can do to get people back. He said he was already going to join the Hawk Nest, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's gotten a lot of tips like, hey, you might want to think about doing this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he has plenty of ideas on his own, but.
You know what would really help him? To come on the Rodcast.
That would probably help too. Probably not. You know, yell. Never mind. We don't need to bury some. it was just hard to like the previous.
He was
some of the things that went on.
He was hard to like, but you know.
But he won.
Oh yeah.
The winningest coach of all, and he had a winning year this year. Ted, you know, but.
Yeah, I was reading about him getting hired at Penn beyond the headline and some of the things that they talked about as accomplishments. I mean, yeah. I mean,
Sweet 16, never getting there, probably.
That's the big thing.
You know, that's 15 years.
Lots of high rankings, lots of wins. So.
And but, you know, with the NIL now, they're in the lower, what, third of the Big Ten as far as money.
That's just ridiculous, Joe.
But it got me to thinking to finish my rant. So, like, if Fran getting hired, if they're going to point out the Caitlin Clark connection, it got me to thinking. So, it's like, I think the first line of my obituary is going to be like, you know, a local sports reporter who covered Caitlin Clark in high school for a few games, you know, in the infant stages of her meteoric rise to fame has passed away. Don't you think that's going to be my obituary?
No, I hope no. Nobody reads that, I hope.
But I will say one thing, Dan. If it is, it'll go global, and I'll be gladly happy to be one of your six pallbearers.
There you go.
That's
When you guys graduated from Iowa, so like your obituary could be, you know, hey, he graduated from the same school as Caitlin Clark. Okay, that's the end of my rant.
You got to let that go, bud.
So what I really think is funny is that Caitlin Clark does the State Farm commercials, but Shelter Insurance insures her.
Is that right?
Joe Yeaman's got her. Yeah, her family. Yeah, you know, I probably broke six rules by saying that. I hope I didn't.
I don't know which one, but
yeah,
that's not HIPAA.
No, but they're.
Weren't we bombing Joe Yeaman?
No, sorry.
Joe's
played. That was Joe's played on our softball team before. You know.
Back
when we had the glove connection.
Yeah,
but no, it's. Yeah, I'm just shocked that we got Bob and Scott both gone in the same year.
Look at that, it came back around.
I know. But it's going to be hard to replace those guys. And I keep saying Marge and Marge Rasmussen that was in that office is just dynamite too.
Now, Dennis Albertson retired prior?
No,
he was still coaching this year. I mean, I think he retired a long time ago, but he was like still like a volunteer assistant.
So, okay.
I mean, I think he's been a volunteer for, I don't know, 5-10 years.
Because yeah. I see you mentioned another longtime assistant in your article. Which
well,
was,
yeah, Coach Runchy.
Okay.
He'd been wanting to step down the last couple of years, so yeah. Now he has.
He won't try to get the job.
I didn't have Coach Runchy for ninth grade English, so that's why I didn't know.
As I understand it, yeah, he decided that he was now he was going to be done regardless.
So I'm going to throw Coach Runchy out there. So this year we're going down to Kansas City to watch the Broncos play because Riley Moss is playing. So I got Jackson, myself, my grandson Austin. We're in one of the bigger hotels, and Austin thought it was really cool because you're up about 50 store, you know, floors. And so, you know, Austin's not a big athletic fan. He's really good into his computers and stuff. So we're talking, and he loves Riley Moss and Mr. Moss. And we're talking about, we're going to see Riley play. And he's got his Riley Moss jersey. And I said, well, how's school going? Oh, it's going really good. You know, and he's doing really good in school. I'm proud of him. And he says, well, what's your favorite class? He told me this class. He goes, but I got the greatest teacher ever. Who is it? Mr. Runchy. So I was talking to him at one of the games. He goes, I had no idea Austin was your grandson. I go, yep. He goes, is that the little kid that used to come to all of Jackson's games? I go, yep. So my favorite Austin story, which is still incredible. Jackson was on a really good team. We didn't have a big guy. And we could have had Nathan Johnson come here because he wanted to play here, but open enrollment wouldn't allow it. That's a true story.
I've heard that.
It's factual as hell, by the way. Anyway, because his dad played for Bob at Lincoln and wanted to come here. And he would have made our team a lot different. We got beat by Valley all three times my son's senior year, never once by more than three. And, of course, they went to state again. But anyway, we're playing Des Moines North. And they had Tariq LaCour, who was a hell of a player. He's a year older than my son. And Jackson's guarding him. And we'd beat him down at their place here before. And they're ranked second, and we're like ninth. And Jackson's guarding him tough. I mean, it's, you know, he's picking him up about half court. And it's quiet. I mean, the gym's quiet. And, you know, Jackson's broke down defense, and Therese kind of looking at him. And out of nowhere, this three-year-old goes, "Jackson, I love you." And Tariq starts laughing. And he, give him kid credit, he backed away from my son and looked at Jackson. Bob Fontana laughs on the sidelines. I mean, it was just dead-ass quiet. "Jackson, I love you." And then Tariq looks at Jackson and goes, "You ready?" "Yeah, I'm ready." Then they went at it again. It was so great. Tariq backed up. He goes, "Jackson, I love you." You know, and then, you know, it just puts, like, high school sports in perspective. You know, we got beat in double in overtime by Valley. And in the, you know, to not go to state. And Jackson goes, "Grandpa, what are you going to do? Jackson doesn't play basketball anymore." And for a minute I thought, man, what am I going to do? You know, you follow your kids your whole life, you know. Then I started following my friends' kids and stuff, and it's been fun. And I got to watch Sean Tunks play this year. He was named Ankeny's MVP. You know, the kid played really hard. There's no way in the world that kid's a third team all conference. I mean, put his stats up. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. There's kids in this town that don't have stats as good as him that made second team. I have no idea how the kid got third team. I'm just – and the and he sprained his ankle and probably should have had surgery. I saw it after most games. It was the size of a baseball bat, you know. I mean, a basketball, not a baseball bat. That'd be kind of like Tony's leg. But anyway, I mean, I don't, how the hell does he get third team all conference?
I'm not sure what that meant, but
might have something to do with their record. I don't know.
I mean, you saw him play, and he was playing on one leg, man.
He had a good year, but that's
third
a
third team.
That's a good conference, though. I mean, nine teams. So, I mean, I don't know. That's a lot of players. So,
yeah, but first team they had 13, and like 11. There was like 20.
Know.
I'm just saying it. I'm calling bullshit there, man. I'm just saying it out loud. The kid should have been second team all conference without a doubt. And I went to a lot of games. I saw these kids play. I saw kids play that are from this town that got it that I thought he outplayed. But that's how it is, you know.
I'm going to be able to connect those dots, but I won't do it.
No, it is what it is.
Well, before we shut down, because we're coming up on an hour here and we don't want to go any longer than that, do we want to talk about May 31st?
Yeah. We certainly do.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the three of us, plus several others, we like to have fun. We like to include our friends, and we like fellowship. And we really loved Summerfest. Well, back when they screwed it up, which they did royally, the first year after COVID, they weren't going to have a normal one. They're going to have a VIP one on a Saturday, which was great because it rained and it was shitty. And we had a party the night before that was phenomenal. And we called it Dazed and Confused. So we've kept with it for, will be year number five now. And, you know, if you come to it, there's no cost. We have two bands. We've got Fret Noise and we've got Suede, who's phenomenal. We got a beautiful lead singer that can sing like an angel. And she's very, very good. And you can come and enjoy our thing. We have food trucks. You pay for your beer and your food. But, I mean, this is the Victoria Lodge. I mean, it's like $3 for a drink. It's like giving it away. But this year we have a buddy named Jeff King who unfortunately got early onset dementia, and he's doing great. So this year we're gonna still have the same thing. We're all going to throw some cash in, and we're going to have GoFundMes and Venmos or whatever the heck it is, you know. And we're going to raise some money for Jeff and his family. So this it's kind of personal this year.
Yeah, for sure. And well, Tony, you've probably seen Jeff more than the rest of us, and he's a great guy. He's a Chiefs fan, by the way. So
yeah,
who could argue with that? But,
yeah.
But yeah, so have you seen him lately? How's he doing?
I've been seeing him at least every month lately, going up to eat with him and Joni. He's doing well. Yeah, but he's gotten his termination from his job, and then Joni has in-home daycare, so she doesn't have any kind of long-term, you know, retirement. So
they need help, and we want to give it to them, and they're just the two best people you'll ever meet. So
they're great.
They're very humble, and they would never ask for this. It was Todd Still's idea, and jumped on it, and I think we'll have that same fun that we always do, and in the meantime, we're doing something really good for two good people. Hopefully, bring them a little peace of mind because there's a lot of stuff that goes on with getting the medical things covered with some of the things that is going to come down the road. So. Don't really want to wait until you after you need it. You know, kind of trying to stay ahead of the game here. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout and a lot of people feel generous and want to donate. And I know they appreciate it and will appreciate it. So, yeah. But just a great, great guy. And he's getting a little bit forgetful here and there. But overall, you know, he's still pretty sharp.
He's very humble, too.
Extremely.
Yeah, they're very good people, and I'm just telling you right now, this is a phenomenal party. Everybody has fun.
So it's going to be the Saturday after Memorial Day weekend.
Is it 6 to 12? Is that what we decided?
I think it's 6 to 11.
6 to 11, okay.
6 to 11.
You only have 5 hours to donate, but you can donate any time on that Venmo, which we'll be sending out to in full force to all our friends and family. Yeah. And hopefully those of us that do Facebook will be doing that.
But I'm telling you, Jeff is a wonderful human being, and we all love him, and phenomenal writer, and witty, and smart. And
mm-hmm. But unfortunately, a Chiefs fan, yes.
Yeah, but you know what's amazing is when they first won when they finally won one again, we were all kind of happy for Jeff, but we're kind of over it now.
Yeah.
We were. Are you over it?
Even you said it first.
We were happy for Jeff, not Dan, but we, yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of. Over it.
Yeah. Enough. You won enough.
Yeah.
Dan Westholm, same thing.
Yeah.
I always have a soft spot in my heart for Jeff because, you know, he got in the same business that I did, sports writing. Yeah. I followed it in his footsteps at Iowa State. So, like, he got me on at the Daily there at Iowa State. And I kind of followed it. I mean, I was the sports editor after him. And so, like, and this has been my career. So, yeah, I mean, but I couldn't have done it without him. So.
Isn't it amazing, though, that probably on Dale Hanke's Extra Credit Hall of Fame, that Dan Holm and Jeff King are probably in the top five. I mean, they got to be way up there.
Who knows? You know, he changes the rules just as years went on. He just asking more and more questions. People getting more and more points. The Hall of Fame meant less and less. I think some of these guys are on steroids, honestly. That was after your time, Ben.
But you know what? Back when Tony's son was working at the...
I think I busted your chair here or something.
Oh, that's been an ongoing issue there.
Maybe I have steroids.
But back when Tony's son was working for
Latitude 41?
No. The Hall of Pride.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They'd have these trivia contests, and yeah. Tony figured it out that he'd get his kids and his daughter for all the young stuff. We'd have this. I mean, we'd put Bup with us.
The Ringer.
And Bup, that's Jeff King, man. This guy he's like an encyclopedia stuff, man. And we won, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then he'd win the individual.
Yeah, Bup is very, very witty. And that's the part that kind of sucks about dementia is that, you know, this is a guy that's the wittiest guy you've ever met in your life, and you know, but I tell you, he's humble, taking it on heart, you know, great guy.
So do you want to close with a word tonight? Is it Bup going to be your word? Or
no, I, you know what? Bup would be my normal word, but since Roger's coming tomorrow, word is Mekong, because it goes barkeep, another Mekong, please. Yes, of course, you can keep the change.
Oh. Hey, just a mini rant, though, before.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
As I'm watching this halftime show, why does Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith do college basketball when they have, who does the selection show? Seth Davis and Kellogg's on this one. And then who's the other guy? The old Villanova coach?
Well, because there's four games tonight, I think there's another game on another channel, so I think maybe they're doing the other.
But Charles obviously doesn't do his homework.
Right.
I mean, I like Charles Barkley, but he shouldn't be doing NCAA college. All right, back to more important. A-Dong or whatever you were talking about.
That's the place we went by last night.
I know. That's what
I Yeah. A-Dong restaurant. I've never been there. Dan's been there. I've never eaten there before.
It's a good place, yeah.
But
it was right next to Two Penises.
A-Dong. Okay. Wow. Yeah. That might get me fired. Anyway.
Hey, it's your baby. Hey,
Mekong. Great song. Author Refreshments from Buzzy Big and Fuzzy. It's one of the greatest albums ever. It's been great. I'll see you guys during baseball. Hopefully the Cubs will be three games up on the Reds.
Wow.
You know, hopefully the Twins will be kicking some butt.
It's Thursday. Is there any place you guys want to go?
Well, you know, if you guys ever want to come up to the Clipper on a Thursday night.
Okay.
We've been known to go there.
Sounds like an idea.
And I'm going to go to my car and drive up there.
All right, we're done.
All right.
See you guys in 3 months.
Thanks, people. Bye.